and welcome to Your Utah. This is Taylor Powers here with Ethan Miller to bring you all things on the Wasatch Front. And today we have a special guest with us, Chandra, from the Junior League Care Fair, which is an event, an annual event, providing free medical and dental services. And we're also going to have an opportunity for you to volunteer at it. And it's going to be a huge event. It's on its 25th year, is that right?
That is correct.
Wow. Okay.
Absolutely amazing. So tell us a little bit about exactly what the Care Fair does. It's all health related, isn't it?
It is. It's Utah's largest free medical fair. And we hold it at Horizonte, which is 1234 South Main Street, right across the street from the Bees baseball field.
1234 South Main.
That's an easy address.
Right?
That's like the pretend address that comes on your credit card, your little pretend credit card thing, you know?
It's easy to remember.
Yeah.
It sure is.
Yeah, it is. It's immediately across the street north from the ballpark.
It is, yeah.
And so it's easy to get to.
Oh, that's the landmark. And we offer so many medical services, and they're all free. You might have to wait in line for a little bit, but if you need a physical exam, a well child exam, so if you have a child getting ready to start kindergarten and they need to get those immunizations and the well child exam, this qualifies.
That's amazing. And these are real doctors?
So these are medical students, PA students, and nurse practitioner students that are right about to graduate.
Aha. Wow. All right. I love this so much. And so families
cool.
can come in and get this great stuff. So well child, that's awesome for a lot of families, especially if you've got, you know, a bunch of kids and you're uninsured. This is a big deal.
It's for the immunizations, especially for that starting school, you just need to provide the immunization card, the immunization record, mm-hmm. and your child can get all of their boosters or they're starting for school, and it qualifies. Like, so the schools and the school district accept this, and it's fantastic.
That's awesome. That really is awesome. What else? What other kinds of services do you guys provide at the Care Fair?
We will also be providing vision screening, audiology, so hearing. We'll also have diabetes and cholesterol screenings. And we will have dietitians and nutritionists there to assist. And we'll also have pharmacology. So if you did have questions about your medication, or if you actually, they will be able to dispose of any old medication. You know, sometimes they say it's not good to flush those down the toilet. So this is a good way to get rid of those medications, and those pharmacists will take care of you.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah, because people are always looking for places to drop that off. So this is another spot to drop off. And then it's more than just things for kids. You know, families and adults can go there. There's going to be dental cleanings, exams, and sealants. I mean, it's really incredible.
And dental is always our biggest, busiest spot.
Yeah.
So if you want to come to see the dentist, come early.
Get in there. But they'll do a cleaning.
Yes,
you know,
they'll do a cleaning. They'll do a fluoride. And so these are dental students who are just about ready to graduate. A lot of our partnerships are with the University of Utah School of Medicine. And what will happen, though, is, like, let's say you do have a cavity. And if the dentist feels like, you know what, I think we can help them beyond this. We have partnered with several clinics, so you could possibly receive a voucher for follow-up care.
Nice.
If needed.
Well, and the University of Utah has that great new dental school up
there.
They
do.
So that's really...
This is the first class that's graduating is the one that will be here.
Oh, wow, you're kidding.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat. That's really awesome.
So we partner with the university for our physicals and our pharmacology, and they're amazing.
Well, and there are some that are specific. Some of these services you provide are also specific to women.
Yes.
Some very important things that women specifically are looking for.
We partner with Intermountain Healthcare, the midwives. They come in and we have private exam rooms that only women are allowed in, even the waiting area for this. We also offer free child care for up to 2 hours if you need to drop off your small one while you get this exam. So we'll do pap smears in the event. And essentially, they say no news is good news in this situation. Mm-hmm. So if something is abnormal and you need some additional, they need to give you some information is when you'll hear from them. And then you can also receive a voucher for mammograms.
Right.
And pregnancy tests are available there too.
It's a very, very cool program that you guys are running. And I love that. It's so smart also to offer childcare.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
While the moms are getting this stuff handled. Because for a lot of moms, this is their only opportunity to get a breast exam, a pelvic exam, you know, to really do some of this important health care.
Exactly. And these are all very important. And it's one of those things where, you know what? Even sometimes for some people, that $25, $35, $50 copay going to the doctor's office can put you in a financial bind.
Yeah.
And so all of these services are free.
Well, and especially when you have kids, yeah. You know, a couple of kids, you start taking them in and boy, that bill goes up fast. Trust me, I can tell you from personal experience how quickly that can hit your pocketbook. Let's grab a quick break here. When we come back, as Taylor mentioned, there are going to be some volunteer opportunities for you as well. So if you are passionate about healthcare, you're passionate about public health, then this might be an event and a volunteer opportunity for you. We're going to chat when we come back with, we're going to continue our conversation with Chanda Jenkins. She's with the Junior League putting on this great care fair. It's coming up this weekend. We'll be right back. We've been chatting with Chanda Jenkins. She is with Junior League, which is a great volunteer organization that does so much good in our community, and they sponsor the Care Fair every year. Free medical and dental services on Friday and on Saturday. So Friday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's July 7th and 8th. This is the Horizonte School, which is immediately across the street north from Smith's Ballpark, just off of 13th South and Main Street. So it's very easy to get to. There is a track station there. Just a block away. You've got easy access. You've got 21st South, 13th South, 9th South, all easy off-ramps and on-ramps you can use. And you have lots of parking there.
Yes, we share the Bees baseball parking.
Now, before we get into the volunteer situation, there's one other category of healthcare that we didn't mention in the first segment, but I wanted to make sure that people understood that it was available, and that is testing for STD.
Yeah, so we will be doing that in our women's services. But if you are male, we will have Planned Parenthood there giving out vouchers for where you can go to get free testing.
Okay. So for the men, the testing isn't done on site, but it will be made available to you through the fair.
Yes.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
And just because it's a little difficult because we have to have private rooms and
naturally,
we didn't have enough space to, unfortunately, include that one room for males. So
Well, and it's okay. It's just this topic specifically is so important. And sometimes in our community, we can kind of let it be hush hush. And then all of a sudden you start to see rates go up and a lot of people coming in with the same disease. You start to see it spreading in the community. And so it's important that everyone get out there, everyone get tested so that you know what the situation is, you know what the school is.
Yeah, and it's free. It's free, and they're going to give you a location that you can go to get the tests for free.
Okay. Let's talk volunteers. You guys need volunteers.
We do. So this is our doors are open to anyone who needs these services. We don't ask questions. If you are just willing to wait in line for a little bit, you will get services. And with that comes a lot of language barriers. And so we very much need volunteers Friday, July 7th. There are 3-hour shifts. And we also need volunteers Saturday, but we are in desperate need for Friday. And we are in need of people who are bilingual or trilingual. But you know what? If you want to come help us, we will gladly take you as a volunteer, even if you don't speak another language.
So you need all volunteers, particularly need someone who can translate.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I guess, though, thanks to Salt Lake's unique population, there are probably, I would suspect that you're going to come across more than a dozen different languages this weekend.
We do. We get a lot of missionaries, a lot of return missionaries, and a lot of missionaries that are here serving their mission. And they come and use some of their volunteer time to help us out. And the reason why we liked, sometimes you'll notice, sometimes the children in the family will translate. And we don't, if we have to do that, we'll do that. But we prefer not to, because it's different, you know, if the mom says, when I lay on my left side, if I eat dinner and I lay on my left side, it really hurts. And the kid just says, when my mom lays down, it hurts.
Yeah,
it's important, those little details.
Sure. Well, and because of Salt Lake's refugee and immigrant population, a lot of different languages spoken here in Salt Lake now.
And you would be surprised some of the – we've had Farsi come in and we're just like, oh, goodness, I guess we will use Google Translate. It's not the most ideal situation, but we want to be able to help as many people as we can. Mm-hmm. So
make it work.
Yeah.
Well, and Google Translate is still a lot more than – you would have had 5-10 years ago.
Oh, so, definitely.
You know, absent any kind of translator, you would have really been you would have been doing, you know, weird sign language.
A lot
language.
Of hand, like hand signals and pointing and yeah. So we definitely need volunteers Friday, and mostly Friday, but we can take some on Saturday as well.
Well, yeah, Friday starting at 9 a.m. A lot of people are at the workday, so not as many volunteer opportunities. So if you are available, get out there and help with this great cause. Volunteer as much as you can.
And we can take volunteers as young as 16. So it's if you're part of an organization like through your high school or your college, like you don't have to be 21. Mm-hmm. We will fit you with... If you can translate, we will put you in an area that you are comfortable translating in. Mm-hmm. And we also have little hot sheets with medical terminology, because just because you speak another language doesn't mean you can speak medical terminology.
That's true. Right. That is true. You can get in real hot water very, very quickly. This is put on by the Junior League.
Yes, the Junior League of Salt Lake City. And this is our 25th year of this event. And it started out... so small, just immunizations, and it's grown to all of these services.
Well, in Junior League, you guys do a lot of really cool stuff in the community.
Oh, we have some really great projects. We also have our Women Helping Women Closet, which is for women getting back out into the business career, starting back out there, and they need professional clothes. So they essentially come in, and it's like a boutique. And we actually, when Nordstrom closed their Fashion Place location, we got a lot of their stuff. So it's like a boutique, and we just recently remodeled it. And it's just women allowed in there. And so even if you want to help us out by donating women's professional clothing, you can donate that in front of our building on 300 South. We have donation bins. And we've also just launched a new project, the Fight Against Human Trafficking, as well.
Okay.
Wow. Junior League. Stuff going on.
Yeah, good organization.
The one thing we didn't mention that is going to be part of the Care Fair is there's going to be some giveaways.
There is.
Oh, so, how did I miss that?
We will have car seats. The only stipulation is that the child must be there and the car must be there, because we want to be able to fit the child with the proper car seat. Mm-hmm. And it is installed by a certified technician. And we do have those during certain hours. So, you know what? A good idea might be come down, get your child's height and weight done, go and grab lunch, and then come back during the time during the install. Mm-hmm. And those install times will be Friday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
You're also doing bike helmets.
Yes. And we will have tons of those. Yeah. And we have partners that will be fitting the kids with the bike helmets. And we partner with a bunch of different community agencies that offer services. And you will just, the only thing is you'll have to go up to our fifth floor and just talk to three of our community agencies, see what kind of services they offer. And you have a little sign off sheet, and it will be in your welcome bag when you come in. And they just stamp it, and you bring that down, and you show them for the car seat, and you show it for the bike helmet.
That's awesome. Well, the car seat especially, that's an amazing service to provide families. So many families can't afford car seats. Car seats are expensive.
They are. Some of them are over $100. Yeah. And you want to keep your kids safe and get them fitted with the proper one.
Yeah, you really do. So that's a great option. So free car seats, bike helmets, and all those different aspects of healthcare. Really awesome. Really cool event.
A really great event.
Yeah.
And if you didn't get a chance to write it all down, you can go to the Junior League's website, which is jlslc.org, and you can go to our events and you can sign up to volunteer on that page, but you can also click to see what services are being offered if you need to talk to some family members. Because I feel like, you know, even with it kind of being mandated that everyone have insurance, I think we all have a family member, a friend, a neighbor, maybe even a part-time coworker, someone going through a temp agency who doesn't have insurance right now. And why not share this? You know, help your neighbor, help your friend, help your coworker.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. Good stuff.
Yeah, very great event. And thank you so much for sharing, Chandra, and for being here.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. We hope that you get out there and take advantage of this really incredible event. And get out there and enjoy your Utah.